Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that have broken out, that have covered the earth, that have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundation of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So I declare unto you today to speak, to prophesy,
to Kingdom Talk, and you are now tuning in with Pastor Tyquasia Gauze. And tonight we are going to be discussing something that is becoming a norm in our culture and something that's being looked past very easily because it's not always being evident, or sometimes it's getting dressed up to be something that it's not. And it's coming very subtle. You know, it has crept into movies, TV shows, music, videos, and even the church house. And this thing that I'm talking about is witchcraft. New age witchcraft, old witchcraft, plain old witchcraft. And it is what God actually despises and hates. It's a very deceptive practice, you know, and dangerous and deadly. You know, God warns about witchcraft throughout the Bible to stay away from it. Don't practice it. Don't have no fellowship with it. And God actually gives warning about it multiple times. the only thing we need to be worried about and filled with and going to for advice and assistance is the Holy Spirit. And that's not only the best help we will ever receive, it's the only spiritual help we will ever need. We don't need anything else. But we really need to be on guard for this, you know, and sound an alarm concerning what the Bible says about witchcraft. And it's becoming such a big thing that people are being infected by it in so many ways that they don't even think about, you know. And no matter what way you dress it up or how you put it, witchcraft is still witchcraft. You know, people want it to be this mystical thing that's, you know, not real. It's just, oh, it's a figment of our imagination. No, it is real. It is here, and it is attacking people each and every day. You know, God is against all of these things, which can and not be limited to mediums, spiritists, you know, necromancy, horoscopes, tarot card readings, crystal balls, incense, dream catchers, the all-seeing eye, yin and yang symbol, candle lighting, voodoo, hoodoo. That's just some to name them, and it's more. But all of those things are used, you know, as a manipulation tactic. You know, it's all about influence to make things happen to their liking, you know, and to the way that they seem fit. You know, they want to change situations, circumstances, and sometimes even people to go in their favor, you know, but this is harmful, you know, and the Bible talks about all of it, but mainly Leviticus chapter 20 and 6. And it says, "In the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people." That's letting you know right there. If you turn over to that, God gonna cut you off, because God not fooling with it. God is not dealing with it. He's not taking it lightly. He's not taking it as a game. It's a flat out no. And the world is making it to seem where these things look very elaborate, colorful, and beautiful and harmless, right? But there's no such thing as harmless witchcraft. Unfortunately, the world has made it seem as if it was harmless, and it's very detrimental to your life. It's impacting our children. It's impacting our families, our homes, our health. All these different type of people are just making it seem as though, oh, no, it's just for kicks and giggles, or it has taken the form of, oh, it's just art. Well, the devil's a liar. It's not art, and it is demonic, and it can destroy everything that God set out to build for you and to allow you to have a good life. That witchcraft is coming against it. You know, Satan comes to deceive you, to use it as a drawing tactic, you know, to where he lures you in because it looks so inviting. But remember, in the Bible, in 2 Corinthians 11 and 14, Satan disguises himself as an angel of light, so it can come looking so friendly, so inviting, so peaceful, colorful, all these different things, and it's not of God. It's not right. Witchcraft is nothing new. It's been around. The Bible is clear about its position on witchcraft. It warns you and it tells you, do not get involved. You know, don't seek them. Do not practice divination. Don't seek advice from familiar spirits and seeking omens. It tells you that. Don't take on those detestable ways. don't do it. Don't engage in the sorcery. Don't engage in casting the spells. Don't engage on the mediums that's telling you you can speak to your great-grandmother and your mother and your father and your brother that's passed. That is a familiar spirit. It's not of God. Yes, you miss them, but they are not speaking to you, honey. That is a demon. It is not your loved ones. It is a demon that is coming to infiltrate your life. Do not give them access at all. And a lot of people are not going to want to hear that because now in this generation, it has came as, oh, I'm enlightened. I am woke. I am liberated. And it is of the devil. It is of the devil, and God hates it. God hates it. He told us that we'll be defiled by it. Because he said he is our Lord. He is our God. He's our creator. We're not to be seeking anything but the Holy Spirit. If we want answers, if we want direction, if we want instruction, that's the only place we can go to and seek. But once we step outside of that, we are now practicing witchcraft. Anything we're going to outside of God, seeking information, seeking answers, or trying to manipulate a circumstance, a situation, or a person, is witchcraft. It will defile you. It will taint you. It will pollute you. And ultimately, in the end, it's going to destroy you. God takes it very seriously, and so should we. Consider about how God dealt with those that practice witchcraft. What did the Bible say he did? The Bible say in Leviticus 20:6, when he was going to cut them off, he was going to set his face against anyone who turned to the medium. He was going to turn his face against them. Then in Leviticus 20:27, it said a man who is a medium or a spiritist among you must be put to death. You are to stone them. Their blood will be on their own heads. But people don't want to. They don't want to talk about that. But the Bible says, suffer not a witch to live. That's what it says, because it's dangerous. Stay away from it for your own good. It's for your own good that you don't get entangled with it, because it's going to take you out. Yeah, the enemy is manipulating you, deceiving you to think that, okay, you're doing this to have your way. You're doing this to change the situation to be better, or to change somebody for the better, or to get, you know, back your vengeance because they wronged you. But in all actuality, it's really to get you to turn from God and have your whole life destroyed. That's what it's about. It's not even about what you're doing to other people. Well, it is. God going to cover them. You know, they covered in the blood. They got people. They covered their mark. But for you, you're going to be destroyed, because God don't play with it. God don't play with it. There's so many people that is taking on these modern-day customs and our society, and taking it as a joke, taking it as, oh, you know, this is going to help me, this is going to change my life, and they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what portals they're opening. They don't know what curses they're releasing over their own lives. They have no idea. That's why the Bible says you perish from a lack of knowledge, because you in that house burning that sage, thinking that you've ridden your house of the demons when you're actually inviting them in. What are we doing here? We thinking that it's good. Okay, you thought that it was great. You know, you did a love spell. Oh, I just want my bae back. You know, I just want them back. You just opened the door to the demonic in your life. You just gave them an open door into your life for Satan to just start wreaking havoc, for things to just start going horrible, literally. Because you decided to indulge in those practices. And then one that people really don't really discuss, because they don't even take that to consideration as well. But guess what? It's also a part of witchcraft, rebellion. God said the rebellion is likened unto a witchcraft. That's actually the greatest example of witchcraft. The greatest one. The number one form of witchcraft, rebellion. Because you're seeking to manipulate through spiritual means, but you're not going to the source, which is God. And your rebellion is you following another spirit to do or to get what you want. You know, you doing things your way, your will. So you're engaging in rebellion, which is likened unto witchcraft. You're following after your own spirit. You're pursuing your own desires. And the Bible says that is witchcraft. Because any acts of your flesh that's going to be sexual immorality, impurity, idolatry, the witchcraft, the hatred, discord, jealousy, the fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies. God said, I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. So he's telling you how serious it is. He's telling you, you won't inherit the kingdom of God. You can't make it in. When you're operating in your sinful nature, that's why Jesus came and died on the cross for our sins, so that we could make it in. So if you turn to these practices that God told you not to, because they're obviously acts of the flesh, obvious, you can't inherit the kingdom. And even though, you know, we were born into sin, because that's what people are going to say. They're going to use the example. We was born into sin. You know, we have sinful nature. Okay, but if you are a believer and you are converted, you're a Christian now, okay, we was born into sin, but we are no longer sinners, because now we repent and we turn from those things. So we're not living a sinful life. We're not practicing sin. We're practicing a lifestyle of holiness now and righteousness. So now we wouldn't have the desires to live in a sinful nature, because the more and more you go into sin, the deeper and deeper you go into sin. The Bible says the wages of sin was death. Nothing good was coming out of it. Same as witchcraft. Nothing good is coming out of it. You will die. Whether it may be spiritual or in the natural, you will die. You're not coming up out of that unless you repent and turn. And God is so merciful and loving. He will give everyone a chance to repent and turn. He will give you the window and the opportunity to do so. But if you choose not to, you continue to live in that mannerism, and especially if you attack his people, there's definitely repercussions for that. God is not going to let that go, you know, with a blind eye. No, he's going to deal with that. He's going to respond to that, because you are doing these things against his people, and you're trying to manipulate things to work in your favor. No, if you want things to go in your way, you got to live up to a godly standard. You want to receive God's help, you got to do things God's way. You can't do what you want to do. And when you don't want to do that, that's when people seek help from other sources. That's when they start going and talk to mediums, going to see the witch doctors, and going to get their palms read and the tarot cards, because, okay, God, I want to know the future. I want to know what happens next. I want the benefits of being blessed, but I don't want to live up to your standard. I don't want to be holy. I don't want to be righteous. I don't want to pick up the cross and follow you. I don't want to sacrifice my friends, the world, money, jobs, boyfriends, girlfriends. I don't want to give that up, God. And then that's when they turn and they try to take another avenue. But it's only one way to get to the Father, and that's through the Son. There's no other way. It don't matter what you do, how you try to go around, up, above, beneath. You are not getting none of the inheritance of God unless you go through Jesus, unless you be saved, unless you live according to the word and keep his statutes in your heart and don't sin against his word. There's no way. There's no other way. you're choosing to be a part of the witchcraft, your sinful nature, your rebellion. No, we are not to do those things. We are not to go to outside sources. We are not to seek assistance from any other God but the one true living God. That is all. We're only sealing our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. That is it. And because we are spiritual beings, people find it normal, you know, that they're seeking out spiritual things and they want to know about spiritual things. That's because we were created to be spiritual beings. That's why, you know, it is a desire there for that to know. But what you have to understand is we seek that from God. You know, God will reveal the mysteries through his word, you know, and give revelation through his Holy Spirit. Not through us seeking other things outside of God, outside of the Bible. Because you want answers, because you want something to go your way. No, don't run after these things. These things are destructive. You can consult with the Heavenly Father who actually have your best interest in heart. When you're dealing with witchcraft and all of this, because it's so dangerous and treacherous and deadly, it don't have your best interest at heart. When you indulge in it, your life is on a chopping block as well. As well, there's nothing good that's going to happen from it. It's not like, oh, you tap in and then, oh, yeah, you get blessed and you get something good out of it. No, you do not. It's going to ruin your life. And God wants us to get our hands out of it and stop thinking that it is normal just because it's a hot commodity, just because the masses are doing it. We think that it's okay. It's not okay. It's not right. It's a sin, and God hates it. It's detestable to God. It's an abomination. It's disgusting. It's vile. God is not playing with people that is even entertaining witchcraft, indulging, practicing. He's not playing. Because this thing really is not a game. It's coming to really destroy people's lives. But we're looking at it as a normal. We're looking at it as it's okay. And I'm going to tell you something because it's a true story. It happened to one of my family members. Their child was watching a show, and the show was called Siren. And now I had heard about it before, but I ain't really look into or think nothing of it because I don't watch TV as much, so I'm not really hip to the new shows. But right off bat, to be honest, I didn't even like the name Siren. No. Out of here. That's connected to mermaids, water spirits, and other things if you, you know, study. So long story short, the child was watching this show. And at a particular time when the show would come on and make this sound, the child started to say that their ears was hurting, they was having bad headaches, they couldn't sleep and everything. So they went to church, and they went to a pastor. And the pastor, because they got to be Holy Ghost filled and, you know, part of deliverance, told them, oh, I see your child watching something. You know, the Spirit of God revealed to them what it was, what happened. Now, the mother didn't take no note of it because she wasn't paying attention. You know, as some moms do, you know, you cooking, you cleaning, whatever, but you have to pay attention because, once again, as I stated, the witchcraft can be subtle. Subtle, because it ain't going to come sometimes full force, boom. No, sometimes it's subtle, especially dealing with the youth. And it could come so slipping so easily, something as simple as through a show. So when the pastor seen him, prayed over him, and he told her, you need to stop allowing him to watch that show because it's demonic. It is the show making him go through these changes and feel these certain ways. It is the show that is tormenting him, that is not allowing him to sleep, that is giving him the headaches and his ears hurting. Why? Because the ears and eyes is portals to your soul. So what you allow your child to listen to and watch, that is the gateway. That's the open door. So once they stopped that particular show, it was almost like he was back to normal. They prayed over him. He was good. And I said that to say it can be something just as simple as that and you think nothing of it. But that's how tricky the enemy is. All it takes is 1 second to do something that you think is normal. And look, you can't sleep, you got headaches, your ear hurt, you got this problem, that problem. And now the enemy has crept in. And it's happening all across the world because Satan is coming for the youth. So he's starting with the Pokemon cards, the Yu-Gi-Oh cards, the Ouija boards, the video games, and the movies and the cartoons that were supposed to be innocent. You know, for children to laugh and smile from, that is now practicing magic in the shows that is teaching kids how to recite spells in a cartoon. But it's colorful and it looks friendly. And because the witches are smiling and they don't have on a pointy hat, we think, oh, it can't be witchcraft because it looks so inviting. It looks so cool. It looks so fun. It's so entertaining. And that is how the enemy is creeping in and attacking our children, swooping in like a viper snake and snatching them up. Because it seems so subtle, it seems okay, but it's not okay. Witchcraft is real. Witchcraft is real. It is nothing good in it. It is demonic. You have to cover your babies, cover your family, cover your household, your job, everything that's connected to you and attached to you. Cover in the blood. Plead the blood of the Lamb. Place a hedge of protection around it through prayer. Cover, 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 because the enemy is out here. He is real. It's not a game. He wants you to think he's not real. He wants you to not believe in him so he can stay behind the curtain and do his deeds. If you don't know it's him, you don't believe it's him, he can still keep operating. But once you pull the sheet back and you expose him and you rebuke him, he can no longer operate in your life. That's why he don't want you to know that it's him, that it's Satan. He wants you to think that it's good. Oh, it's just white magic. It's fine. It's not the black one. It's the white one. It's okay. Oh, I'm just burning the candles. That's fine. That's not harming anyone. It's just a demonic candle. Oh, it's crystals. What harm is it? Look at it. It's beautiful. It's marble. Look at it. It's shiny. It's colorful. It looks so good in my house. Look at it sitting on that mantle. All along is demonic. All along the people who you bought it from then already prayed over it and cursed it and all these things. And then you done bought it and put it right in your house. We got to be careful when we buy things, when we touch things, when we eat things. You have to be careful. And you cannot be not even thinking that Satan is not real, that witchcraft is not real, that heaven and hell is not real, because it's real. And if you live a life that is not pleasing to God, and if you don't repent and turn from your sin, if you don't get your hand off of it, you are going to hell. You will burn for eternity. Nothing good will come to you. It's not a joke. You need to get your hands off of it. You're shedding innocent blood. You know, you're ruining people's lives. Some people, you're killing people for nothing. All because you're upset. All because you're jealous. All because you're money hungry. Money is the root of all evil. It ain't about that. Our goal is only to be heaven bound. God will work out whatever we need. He said, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will work itself out. Stop stressing about it. Stop being desperate. And sometimes the enemy can come to us in desperation and get us to turn because we're so desperate and we're so afraid because we don't know what tomorrow holds and we get anxious that we start turning to stuff that we know we don't have no business doing. out of desperation because we feel, oh, we're out of options. This is a last resort. My back is against the wall. Well, if your back is against the wall, then fall on your knees. Pray to God. Seek God. Ask God to make a way out of no way. Ask God to help you. When you cry out in your trouble and your distress, he will answer you. But witchcraft is not the way. Seeking Satan, seeking demons and sorcerers, witch doctors, that's not the way. And I'm going to say it again because God hates it. And he said, hate what I hate and love what I love. And he hates witchcraft. It's destructive. Why would you go to them when you can consult your heavenly Father? You can consult him. You can ask him. Your help coming from the Lord. He will answer you. He know the issues. He know you need money for those bills. He know that you need food. He knows every need. He's Jehovah Jireh, your provider. It don't matter what it is. He will do it for you. But the witchcraft, the fortune telling, the omens, the spells, it's not going to do it for you. And in the end, you're going to be destroyed. There's no way out of it. You're going to be destroyed because you're thinking you're doing it on the people and you're cool, you're close from it. No. You're not exempt. And then you're going to feel crazy because in the end, you're thinking, oh, I just wanted to do X, Y, and Z, and that's it. And then it goes left and it gets worse. And now you're like, oh, I didn't mean for that to happen. I didn't do it for that to happen. It doesn't matter what you did it for. It's demonic. You can't make no deals with the devil, no bargains, no promises, no nothing, no covenant with Satan, with darkness. You're wasting your time. Anyway, because it don't work on God's children. Because God's power is greater than any power. So you're being deceived anyway. Don't think that it's not real. It's real, you guys. It's real and it's out here. And unfortunately, this generation has made it normal. You know, they have made it normal to be psychics. They have made it normal to do forced prophecy, witchcraft. They have made it normal, you know, to fake the miracle signs and wonders, witchcraft. The idolatry, all these things, it's not of God. Not of God, but he wants his people to know because he said you perish from a lack of knowledge. So what he's doing is exposing it. He wants you to know that it's not right. Now, you can say you don't know. Now, some of it you might have been born into, you know, this might have been practices in your family. You know, you might have seen them burning candles since you were young. It's not right. You may have seen the water in the cup by the door. It's not right. You may have seen them putting down voodoo dust and salt around the bed to keep out the bad spirits. It's not right. It's not right. It's not right. You seen it. Don't make it right. It was a part of your life. Don't make it right. I know. You expected it to be something good, and you expected it to be okay because it was mommy and daddy and grandma. Oh, how we love grandma. But once grandma start blowing voodoo dust, it's not of God. Can't follow that. Can't be down with that. Mm-mm. can't do it. Once they start telling you they having the dreams and they saw their father in the dream and he was talking to them and saying that he loved them and everything's going to be all right, you know, and I'm here with you. I'm everywhere you go. And just speaking the dead, not of God, not of God. And I know some people ain't going to want to hear that because not you dare talk about my daddy when I need him to come visit me in my dreams because I miss him. No, we talking about it because it ain't daddy. It's a familiar. It's a familiar, and it's called familiar because they're going to know a little something because they've been here before. Old spirits wandering around, and they know a little something. But they don't know God. But why? Because they know, then they know that they're not powerful than God. God is over everything. Any religion you could think of, any demonic practice, any witchcraft, God is over it. He said it's even for us. It's under our feet. So if God has given us the power to put it under our feet, what you think God going to do with it? Don't reject God. Don't reject the Lord because of his standards and, you know, those things. It's not impossible to live holy. It's not impossible to be righteous. It's not impossible to live a sinless life. It's not impossible. And people like to use the saying, well, I'm not perfect. And we understand that. But it's time to mature and let that go. We're not perfect, but we're striving for perfection. And if we are to be like Christ, then we will be perfect. In him, we can be perfect. Yes, we can. We can live right. We can be holy. We can be righteous. We can praise him, worship him, and do things that is pleasing in his sight. And we can send a sweet savior to his nostrils. We can do that in him with his help. Outside of him, no. Because anything we try to do on our own, we're going to fail. You know, we're going to fall backwards. We're going to fall back into sin. We're going to backslide. Everything we do outside of him, it will fail. But when we have God and we have the Spirit of God in us, yeah, we're going to be striving for that every day. We're not going to be trying to make sin a lifestyle. No, we don't want to mess up. We don't want to fall. We don't want to go back to our old ways. Because we know the cost. Like, oh, you think I'm going to do all of this, sacrifice my whole life and give up everything to then go to hell? Are you crazy? I've been going through trials and tribulations and tests and all this, and you think I'm going to hell? No, I'm doing all this because I want to go to heaven. I want to be heaven bound. I want to see the gold houses, and I want to see the angels singing and no more crying and peace and happiness. I'm not doing this for nothing. It's not in vain. But the world wants you to think that so you can get stuff the microwave way. We a popcorn generation. We want everything fast. We don't want to wait. We don't have patience. We want it our way, and we want it now. So that's why you turn to these other sources, because you think it's going to give you what you want. And even if it does, it's only temporary, and it's a cost for that. Everything you do is a cost. But I'm going to let my cost be not in vain, because it's for God. I'm doing it in God's name. I'm doing it for God's sake. But it is a cost either way. If it's demonic or if you're doing it the God way, it is a cost. Now, the cost if you turn to the demonic way, it's your life. That's the cost. You know, the cost of it is that, you know, you're going to go to hell. In the end, that's the cost. If you continue to live that lifestyle or coming against God's people with the witchcraft or trying to make people love you and, oh, don't leave me, and doing the spells and the potions and asking for people's socks and putting the shoes under the bed and doing blood rituals, putting your periods inside the spaghetti, doing all these things. Doing all these things that's not of God. Doing all these things that you know is not right. Doing all these things that is harming people's lives and trying to take their will from them. God gave us free will. So the fact that you're even trying to manipulate that is demonic. You can't take away someone's free will to make them do anything that you want to do. That's demonic. God is not here for it. And you're going to have repercussions for that. There is a judgment for that. When we just read the scripture that God said, what is to be done to them? They are to be killed. That's what the Bible say. They are to be put to death. Then he followed back with the scripture, suffering out of which to live. Then he turns back and say, you're going to be cut off. He's going to turn his face away from you, against you. It's not a game. It's not a game. He said, for all these people that do these things, they're abomination unto God. He going to drive them out right before thee. Drive them out. Drive them out. You're going to be cut off. You don't get the inheritance. You don't get to make it in. You have to turn. You got to repent. You got to take your hands off it. You got to take your mouth off of those people. You got to renounce those things and denounce it. And you got to rebuke it. You got to repent and turn and do it no more. You have to come out of it in the name of Jesus, because if you continue down this path, your end is destruction. That's what God says, not me. That's what the word says. Your end is destruction because you're rejecting God. You're rejecting God. You ain't rejecting man when somebody come and telling you that's not right. No, you're rejecting God. And you're going to say, oh, I'm not rejecting God. I just pray to this, or I just do. Yeah, that you're making, whatever that is you're doing, you're making it your God. It's idolatry. You're rejecting God. You're pushing God away. You don't want to hear what God got to say to you. You don't want to live according to the word. You don't want to submit to his standards. It's too hard. Now, that's one thing, but then you actually turn to another source. You said, okay, God won't give it to me. I know somebody else that will, or I know something else that will. So I'm going to go to the witch doctor. So I'm going to go to the palm reader and have them tell me my future. So I'm going to go to the tarot card reader and let them read some cards for me and tell me, you know, when the love of my life is coming into my life and what's going to happen with my finances and all these things, when the Bible is a book full of prophecies. It tells you your future right in the book if you just read it. It tells you what's to happen next, what is to come right in this book, right in the Bible. God said there's nothing new under the sun. So when you read it, even though it was written back then, it even applies to today. It still applies to today. I read it, and it's like he's talking to my situation right now. I read it, and even some of the current events that is happening in the world today, it's inside the book. You can't tell me that it's not real. You can't tell me that you can't get answers from God. You can't tell me that God is not speaking directly to your situation, because he is. Have you tried him? Have you opened the book? Have you prayed? Have you seek his face for answers? And if you say no, then how do you know it's real? Unless you try it for yourself. Don't turn to the witchcraft. Don't turn to these things. Because God is real, and we do have to answer him on Judgment Day. Everybody has to take an account for what they did and what they said, and especially for the ones that have rose up against God's people. He's not playing with you. Don't provoke God to anger. One thing you do not want to do is be in front of the wrath of God, because nobody can stop it. Nobody can hide from it. and nobody can pray against it. So you do not want to be on the other side of the wrath of God. You want to be on his good side. You want to be in his presence. You want to be his child so you can be covered and marked and protected and shielded in the blood. That's what you want. If you turn over to your wickedness, or you turn over to a reprobate mind and just get turned over to your sin and indulge in those practices, then you're going to have to answer to judgment here on earth, not in heaven, here on earth, because you're coming against his children and he has to protect his children. So I'm begging you on tonight to get your hands off of it. Get your mouth off of it. Get it out of your house. Throw it away. Throw away those pictures of the people on your altar with the candles and the incense burning. Throw it away. Tear down the false altars on tonight. God is giving you an opportunity to repent, to turn. He's giving you a chance, because if you do not, it will not be pretty for you. It will not be pretty for your household. It will not be pretty for your children, because that will be your portion. Destruction is your portion, saith the Lord, if you do not stop and turn from it. And it's crazy, because you did all that, you know, you indulged in it, you did all that, and God is still so loving and merciful that he would have you even listening to a radio station, or have you click on to a sermon, or God will send the warning before the destruction, because that's how much he loves his people. He will warn you. He will give you a chance. Merciful God, giving you an opportunity to get it right, to stop before it is too late. Giving you a chance before he has to destroy you. Because everything that's not like God, it got to be destroyed. You don't want to be on that other side. You don't want to be a part of that. Because then there's nothing that nobody could do. Nobody prayer can stop God's wrath. Nobody can protect you from that. You don't want to be on that side. You don't want God's nostrils flared up, blowing smoke towards you. Because you can't beat God. No witchcraft can't stop God. So you would want to get right with him and be on his side, because you don't want to be destroyed. But God is definitely warning you on tonight. He's warning people to stop indulging in that witchcraft. Stop indulging in it. And if you don't know, ask questions. You know, it's okay to ask. You know, listen, my family have done this since I was a child. You know, is this okay? You know, ask questions. Don't be embarrassed. Ask. Then you'll know. Especially if you're a believer and you're in church, you definitely need to be asking your leader. Going to the one that is over you, okay, well, we used to do this and we've been doing this for years. Is this okay? And if you're praying and fasting as a believer, sure, God going to reveal to you what you're doing that's not right. God going to show you. God going to tell you through his word, through a preaching, through dreams, visions, whatever way he got to do, he will let you know. Because he's getting you right, and it starts with you. So he's going to deal with you and what you're doing and what you're saying. And what you're practicing and what you're watching and what you're listening to. God is going to deal with all that and show you all that so you can close all the doors to the enemy. But that's speaking to the ones who, you know, don't know and are not aware. But for the ones that know that it is not right, for the ones that know that it is demonic and they don't care, God is going to deal with them harshly because they know. Because they know they're just choosing, you know, to be an enemy towards God. And you don't want to be an enemy towards God. God destroyed all his enemies. None of them never win. Read the book through and through. Anybody that went up against God never won. Anybody that went up against God's people never win. Never. Not once. Not even Satan. You see what happened to him. He got striked out of heaven. Going against God. Going against God. You don't want to go against God. It's not a battle that you can win. The fight is already fixed. Your hand's too short to box with God. You can't beat him. Better join him. That's what they taught you. Can't beat him, join him. And that is the only way it works with God. If you cannot beat him, you need to join him. That's the only way, okay? Get on the winning side. God is real, and he is not mocked. He is not a game. Get your hands off of it. Get your mouth off of them, because that's witchcraft too. Speaking against God's people, speaking negativity, speaking death, speaking word curses, that's witchcraft. Oh, you didn't know when you got on the phone and was gossiping and speaking that, oh, their marriage was going to break up and they kids was going to go to jail and they kids was going to die. And you didn't know that was word curses, because God say life and death lies in the power of your own tongue. So if you constantly speaking that, you're speaking word curses over them. You're speaking these things into their lives. You're sending this stuff to their homes, to their jobs, because you're running your mouth. When if you feel something or you think you see something, why not go and pray? Why run your mouth? Why open your mouth to speak something negative against God's people? Or you don't like the way they do something. You don't like, you know, whatever you may see. Go and pray. Go ask God to deal with it. Or you might even be wrong. So pray about God to check your spirit, because why are you even looking at everything negative anyway? Why is everything a problem for you? If that's what they're doing, it shouldn't be bothering you. You know, let God deal with them. You don't got to make a discussion out of everything that you see somebody going through. It's not always up for discussion. Just pray about it. If you don't want to pray about it, close your mouth. But that's a form of witchcraft. Keep your mouth off of God's people. Being rebellious, witchcraft. You don't want to submit to the hand of God. You want to do what you want to do. You want to live YOLO. You know, I only live once. I'm going to turn it up while I'm here. And then you could die tomorrow. And God ain't going to want to hear that. Oh, it was YOLO. I only live once. Yeah, no. Because you're going to live again for eternity, either in heaven or in hell. Your choice. It's always your choice. But guess what? When the time comes, that's it. You made your choice. So while we're here, we want to get it right. We want to make the right choice. We want to be heaven bound. We want to have clean hands and a pure heart. We want to turn to him. We want him to be our source. We want him who we seek for instruction and direction. We want him to be the one to direct us and order our footsteps, you know, and to help us when we hit financial trouble or, you know, when things don't seem to be going our way. We know that we got to go through. We know that it's going to be long suffering. We know that it's going to be trials and tribulations. So that's not the end of the world. We will be okay. We will make it through. God will carry us through. We don't have to go to those sources to get a quick fix because, you know, we think, oh, this is it. If I don't do this, then X, Y, and Z is going to happen. You don't know what plans God has for you. Just see it through. Trust the process. Don't be weak. Just trust the process. Yeah, you're going through a storm, but every time we come out better than we went in the storm. Just trust the process. Don't be looking at other people. Don't be coveting your brother and sister because of what they have and where they are with their journey in God. No, just let God take you through the fiery furnace. Go through the testing. Just go through whatever you got to go through with God. Don't be seeking them quick fixes, those easy way outs. No. Don't get in that witchcraft, because that's how it comes. Tempt you in desperation, you know, and you want things to happen a certain time frame. No, allow God to be God in your life. And once again, God is saying, make sure you take heed to the word of God on tonight and that you really choose you this day who you're going to serve. Turn from your wicked ways. Get your hand off of it. Get your hand off of it. You know what it is. Get your hand off of it. Nobody got to tell you. You know. Your life ain't been good since you've been touching it anyway. Get your hands off of it. Satan is a liar, and he's defeated anyway. Don't be a loser like Satan, because he's a loser, a sore loser at that. So that's why he's upset, because he know he don't have the victory. He know in the end he loses, because anybody that's operating in the demonic and witchcraft, they lose. They lose. Nothing good happens. Nothing good comes with it. Satan just wants to bring you down with him, but you can't let him. You can't let him. You know, but God is giving you open door, way to get out. He's giving you a way out. Just repent. He want to save you. He want to deliver you from the darkness, from the witchcraft. He want to set you free. That's what God come to do. He come to set us free from the plans and the plot of the enemy. But that is just what God was saying on tonight. Be set free. Be healed. Be delivered. And get out of that witchcraft. Get away from the demonic. It's not a game. It is not a game. But God still loves you, and so do I. Thank you guys for tuning in to Kingdom Talk. And repent, 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 because Jesus Christ is on his way back. I thank you guys again for tuning in to NDO Gospel Radio Network. Again, I'm your host, Pastor Tyquasia Goss, and you guys have a blessed night.